Amazing Grace Church London. Discipling you to become everything God called you to be. Deliverance, healing, discipleship. For all info, visit PastorVincent.com.
What the story is about not an ordinary man that is sick, but a very close friend of Jesus Christ who's sick. And of course we know that Jesus heals the sick, praise God. But this was a very close friend of Jesus and also the brother of one of his female disciples. Hallelujah. And his name is Lazarus. Hallelujah. And there are two Lazaruses in the Bible, but this is the Lazarus who becomes so sick that he dies. And when Lazarus is sick, we can understand that there are two people in this story that are so heartbroken. They are so heartbroken because Lazarus is sick and they're crying out to the Lord, "Where are you, Lord? Where are you, Lord? Where are you, Lord? Where are you, Lord?" As Lazarus became more and more sick, they became more and more desperate in their cry. But the Lord Jesus Christ did not come. And it gets so bad that Lazarus dies. And this is so shocking because this is a close friend of Jesus. And now Lazarus is dead. And Mary, who walks with Jesus, and Martha, who walks with Jesus, they don't understand what's going on because this is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is their friend, and the brother just died. And the Lord hasn't turned up. And as he gets to know about it, he gathers his disciples together, and they talk about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. They talk about it. And to make things worse, the Lord says, "Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes, to the intent that ye may believe." So now everybody's even more shocked because here is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's now saying he is glad that Lazarus is dead. But he says, "Nevertheless, let's go." Hallelujah. "Nevertheless, let's go." So when Jesus came, we pick it up from verse 17. When Jesus came, he found that he had been laying in the grave 4 days already. And in verse 23, Jesus said unto Martha, "Your brother will rise again." And that is the fundamental doctrine of true theology. Because that is the doctrine of the resurrection. Hallelujah. And that is what we are all waiting for. Praise God. Because there is going to be one day. Hallelujah. When every dead person is going to be raised. Praise God. And even Martha knew that. And Martha said, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life." And every time that we cry out to Jesus, "Where are you, Lord? Where are you, Lord?" the Lord replies and says, "I am." He's not there. He's not here. He's not anywhere. He is. Hallelujah. He says, "I am." Hallelujah. So whenever you're crying out to God, "Where are you, Lord?" he says, "I am." Hallelujah. He's right there. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. Hallelujah. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe you this. Praise God. It is just our body that gets resurrected, but our soul will never see death. We won't taste death. We won't see death. We won't hear of the grave. Hallelujah. We will move on from glory to glory. And in the last day, even our body will be formed back together from the dust. Hallelujah. And when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ, they shall rise first. And those that are alive, they shall be called up together to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. What a glorious day that shall be. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Somebody. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says unto you this morning, I still am. And I always will be. Hallelujah. For I am the resurrection. And I am the life. And wherever you have a dead situation, you just have to allow the word of God to penetrate under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and receive life. Life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whatsoever has died in your life, it is resurrected now in Jesus' name under the unction of the Holy Ghost and the anointing thereof in Jesus' name. Thus says the Lord, because you came this morning and something died. Hallelujah. Something was in the grave. It was stinking. Hallelujah. Jesus says not so. Jesus says not so. Jesus says not so. Hallelujah. He said, I am. He says, I am. He says, because I am, you live. Hallelujah. He says, because I am, it's not death. Hallelujah. He says, because I am, there is life. Hallelujah. Jesus. Give him a shout. Hallelujah. Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah. And then she said unto him, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Which should come into the world. See, although they were complaining, they never stopped believing. Hallelujah. Oh, their faith hath withered. But Jesus was about to raise their faith. He was about to take it to a whole new different level. He was about, praise God, to take every limit of their faith and to show them something that they had never seen before. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was about to show them, and he was about to show us, hallelujah, that whatsoever the situation is, when Jesus says, I am, it is sorted. When Jesus says, I am, it is done. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Because Jesus Christ is limitless. Hallelujah. He is a limitless. Hallelujah. He is a never-ending. Hallelujah. He is everlasting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to pick it up from verse 32 in this 11th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died. Because that's why the Lord was about to break that limit that they set on him. He was about to raise their faith because they still had this if mentality. Hallelujah. But after this morning, you will no longer have the if mentality when you approach the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Ancient of Days, the I am that I am. You can't come to him and say if, because he says I am. Hallelujah. There are no ifs. Praise God. Because if means there is a limit, or if It restricts. In the kingdom of God, there are no ifs. Praise the Lord. Now, if you would have been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and he was troubled. He was troubled. See, it's not that when you go through something so terrible that the Lord doesn't feel sorry. Hallelujah. He is a compassionate God. Hallelujah. You know, these people that always say, oh, this God, I can't believe in this God, because how can there be a God and he allows all this trouble and this abuse and this wars and everything to go on in the world? But obviously they don't understand it's a fallen world. They don't understand that Jesus has come to save us out of this world. Hallelujah. But God is a compassionate God, and he sheds a lot of tears over his people. Hallelujah. And he sheds a lot of tears. And it's scriptural, because it says Jesus wept. Jesus cried. And I'm sure Jesus is still crying today, because he's crying for every soul that does not come to him. Hallelujah. He's crying for every person that is going through something so terrible and unbearable. And he's groaning in their spirit. And he's just waiting for their faith to rise. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is able. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Hallelujah. And some of them said, could not this man. And they didn't know, because they're only man like us. And the Bible says, what is man? And they just looked at the Lord Jesus Christ, and he opened the eye of the blind, and he cleansed the lepers, he healed the sick. Could he not have prevented poor Lazarus to not have died? And Jesus, again, he groaned in himself, coming to the grave. And it was not just a grave in the ground, it was a cave. And a massive stone lay upon it. And Jesus says, take ye away the stone. Hallelujah. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, praise God. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. He has been dead for 4 days. 4 days. They were even getting embarrassed. First they have the if mentality. And now the Lord gives them a direct commandment. Take ye away the stone. And again they begin to say, well, he's stinking by now. And Jesus remembered that Mary said, if you would have believed. Sorry, Mary said, if you would have been here. If you would have been here. And as they complained about the stone and the commandment that he gave for them to roll away the stone, he remembered those words. If you would have been here. If you would have just been here, we would have to roll away the stone. He wouldn't be stinking. If you would have just been here, Lord. And the Lord says, no. If you would have believed, you'd see the glory of God. If you would have believed, you'd see the glory of God. Now take your hands and roll away that stone in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When Jesus says do something, you better do it straight away. Hallelujah. Because after they had rolled away the stone, they were about to see the greatest miracle that had ever happened in the horizon of that planet. Hallelujah. It had never happened before. And all of a sudden, Jesus began to shout to the dead man. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And all of a sudden, the dead man that was in the grave for 4 days and stinking, he got up out of that bed. And in his grave clothes, he began to walk out of that cave. And Jesus Christ just raised the dead. Hallelujah. They thought he would just raise the dead in the very last day. But the Lord was to show them something. Don't you ever limit me. Hallelujah. For I am the resurrection and the life. And wheresoever I am, there is life. Praise God. You can't expect the Lord Jesus Christ to walk into the vicinity where Lazarus is dead and Lazarus still be dead. It is impossible. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said unto you, if you believe, you see the glory of God. Hallelujah. And he had risen their faith, and the limits had come off. Praise God. And from henceforth, they were able to believe God for everything. Praise the Lord. Then Lazarus came forth, and he said unto him, loose him. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, he rose Lazarus from the dead. He just spoke the word. Just when the centurion asked him in Matthew chapter 8 and said, just say the word and my servant shall be healed. And the Lord said, such great faith I have not seen in the whole of Israel. He was astounded. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he just spoke the word, Lazarus, come forth. Three words. And Lazarus was raised from the dead. But there were two things that the people were commanded to do. They was to first roll away the stone for the voice to go into the cave, for the voice of the Lord to enter into the dead situation, for the voice of the Lord, hallelujah, to bring life where there is darkness and to bring life where there is death. Praise God. And as soon as the greatest miracle had taken place, another commandment followed immediately. And the Lord said, now loose him. Because the grave clothes, they were all over him. He was bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And there was a time that you and me, we were just like Lazarus. We were dead. We thought we were alive, but we were lying to ourselves and we were believing the lies of the enemy. We were dead, but one day we heard the gospel, hallelujah, which is the word of God, hallelujah. And it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. And we got raised to life. Life everlasting. Hallelujah. In some of us, we have been risen to life. And we're now a child of God. But we're still bound in grave clothes. We still walk around in our grave clothes. But I've got news for you this morning. Hallelujah. Because there is a whole new garment that the Lord wants you to wear. Praise God. He wants you to take those grave cloths from off your body and receive that garment of praise that he has for you. Hallelujah. For you are alive. Praise God. You will never see death. Praise God. But it is time that we get rid of those grave clothes. Praise God. There are some things on your life. There are some things on your garments. There are some things on your mind that remind you of how dead you were. Those things are no longer. Hallelujah. They don't belong to you anymore. Hallelujah. Those grave clothes have got nothing to do with you anymore. Hallelujah. Those things are over, hallelujah. It's about time that you call upon the fire of the Holy Ghost and let it be lit, praise God, and devoured by the Holy Ghost fire, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For God wants you to move on, praise God. Don't be stuck in Christian life, following the Lord Jesus Christ, bound with your grave clothes, no longer. Hallelujah. Time for us to be loosed from those things. Praise God. And if you are still on the other side of that miracle, and you still need that miracle, then remember the other commandment, that you got to take away the stone. Praise God. You got to take away the stone, because you don't know what's going on, and you're crying out like Martha and Mary did, and you don't know where to turn anymore, and you start complaining to God. But God is saying, now take away the stone first, will you? Take away that stone so that my word can penetrate to that dead situation in your life, and that I can raise it back to life. Hallelujah. Everybody has those stones, and they're called gravestones. They cause things to be dead, locked up, buried. But if they are supposed to be alive according to the will of God, then we better roll away the stone. Amen. We got to roll away the stone. Amen. Hallelujah. God has need of you. And God has limited time in which to do this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For this world is a dark place. Praise God. As we know. And time is speeding up, the Bible says, in the last days. And it says that the enemy, Satan, he will know his time is but short. And he'll get even more wicked. Time for us, the believers, to deal with what we have to deal with today. Praise God. For tomorrow, God is counting on us. Praise the Lord. Don't no longer be bound by your past and all those grave clothes. And don't no longer wait and pray for your miracle when you've got to remove some stones from those graves. Hallelujah. And there could be a number of things, and we're going to pray in a minute. But it's time for us to move on. Amen. To move on with the Lord Jesus Christ. All of this was necessary to the intent that we may believe. I want you to understand that God, and there are so many examples and so many testimonies, and we're going to have so many testimonies after the service, after the preaching. But God will sometimes go to an extreme length, even in your life, for you to finally believe. Praise the Lord. This is an extreme situation designed by the all-knowing God to the intent that we may believe. Hallelujah. It is time that we give real heed to these scriptures and no longer think it applies only to the people in this Bible. It applies to you and me. You and me is in this Bible. Hallelujah. The Lord is talking to us and about us. Hallelujah. God is able to do everything. Everything. Absolutely everything. And if He's not doing it, and you've been praying for it, and it is in alignment with Scripture, then there's a gravestone in the way. And then you've got to change the way you pray and ask God what's wrong with you. Praise the Lord. Rather than say, Lord, what's wrong with you? Why don't you fix it? The Lord is saying, no. Ask Him what is wrong with you. And He will show you. So you can deal with it. Praise God. And you can be set free. It is often our flesh and our thinking and our lack of faith that limits God and that prevents God from causing that blessing to flow in our life. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe that mighty strongholds have already been pulled down right now. And we pray collectively right now in Jesus' name that if there is a stone in the way in our life, and I include myself, of course, we pray now and humble ourselves and ask you, Father God, show us where we are preventing your power to flow. Show us what hinders this dead situation to receive the voice of the I Am, the resurrection and the life. Lord, convict us and show us by the Holy Spirit. Do it now. And also, Lord God, I pray you show to us, because so many of us, we might not all be fully bound with grave clothes, but some of us are still wearing some scraps, are still having some bits of grave clothes sticking on us. Lord, show us those sticky bits of grave clothes. Because we don't want that anymore now. We want to be completely free from our dead self that was in the past. We want to be completely free from those grave clothes. It might be a memory, Lord God, that we just cannot get over. It might be, Lord God, some anger. Or it might be, Lord God, some abuse and rejection and anger towards the one who abused. Oh, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you show us all of this right now, supernaturally, by your Holy Spirit. We just want to know right now. We just want to know right now. And to some it might be a tremendous pain in the depth of their soul. A wound. The knife, long time ago, went into your heart, your emotional heart, and it made a wound because of the abuse, because of the rejection, because of the abandonment. Holy Spirit, I pray to those that applies, I pray right now you move upon them as well. And you bring up the part of their soul that is clothed in grave clothes. The part of their soul that needs to be healed and restored. Bring up that part, Lord, by your Spirit. Do it now, Lord. If that is you, then you just close your eyes and you just allow the Holy Spirit to take you back to that moment where that knife went into your emotional heart. That terrible ordeal that you had to go through. That nightmare that you had to live in the flesh. Allow the Holy Ghost, who's able, to take you there right now. So that there can be restoration. Holy Spirit, if there is that pain, I pray you take it out now. Let that pain surface. Divide soul and spirit. Lay aside that which is spirit. And bring up that part, Lord God, that you want to heal. Right now, Lord God. Bring up the part that you want to heal. The part that you want to heal. The part that has got all these sticky bits of grave clothes on. By your Holy Spirit, Lord. By your Holy Spirit, Lord. Move, Lord Jesus. Move, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. When you walk around with a feeling that something that happened and it was your fault, that's condemnation. It's not your fault. You're coming forth, and you're coming forth clean. You're coming forth. You're coming forth. I prophesy that. You're coming forth today. You're coming forth today. You're coming out of that grave clothes, and you're going to step into that garment of praise. You're going to step into the destiny that the Lord Jesus Christ had foreordained for you. Hallelujah. Today, you will be restored to the person that God always meant you to be. Hallelujah. Today, you will receive life in that dead dream, in that dead gift, in that dead calling. Today, you receive life from the I Am, the life and the resurrection. For he has already told you, he says, I Am. And whatever is dead, he's here now. And life is flowing back into that area of your life. Life is flowing back into that dream. Life is flowing back into that gifting. Life is flowing back into that anointing. Life is flowing back into that calling. Life is flowing back into that situation. Life is flowing back into that relationship. Life, 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 and life more abundantly. It is overflowingly. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is flowing from heaven back into the situation, back into that dead situation, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just receive life. Hallelujah, receive life. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the body of Christ shall rise and stand. Hallelujah. With all the grave clothes taken off. Hallelujah. And the garment of grave, garment of praise upon them. Hallelujah. The cloak of humility upon them. Hallelujah. Serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And giving him glory. Hallelujah. Every day. Hallelujah. Every hour. Hallelujah. Every breath that you take from now on. Hallelujah. You shall give praise with that breath to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. 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 Let every fiber of your soul praise the Lord. Let every part of your spirit praise the Lord. Let every molecule of your body praise the Lord. Let there be a praise. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on. I can see. I can see mighty, mighty, mighty waterfalls of life. The Lord says that is that life. That is that water that gives life. Hallelujah. It is flowing. It is flowing. Receive it and begin to praise him. Even that area of your soul that couldn't praise God anymore, you're going to praise him now. Hallelujah. That part of you that couldn't raise your hands anymore, you're going to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can't help but raise your hands and praise the King of Kings. Yes. Just praise him. Come on, just praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Raise your hands to heaven from where life is flowing and praise him. Just praise him. Let that flesh be crucified and just praise Him. Just connect with Him now. Come on, connect with Him. You can't connect with Him in that flesh realm. It's in spirit and in truth. Let your spirit now connect with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.